Glenn, I'm sorry. Could you repeat that? You don't want an answer to one particular question?
I mean, I want an answer to one particular question. Or it's about...
It's about a relationship?
Yes.
Your love life?
Yeah.
Are you, you're involved... You're currently involved with a man?
No, not currently.
You recently broke up with this person?
Yes.
Was he already involved in, like, another relationship?
No.
Oh, are you wondering if you're going to get back together?
Yeah.
But did you do the breaking up?
Yes.
Why did you break up with him?
Because sometimes he was distant and cold almost, and just one night, I'm a Pisces, I'm very emotional, I got fed up, and that was it.
You're in your early 20s?
Yes, he is.
Why do you want to get back into a relationship with this person?
Because I really can't seem to get over this person. I feel like I've tried, but every single time I'm with somebody else, I'm always like, well, she would have done this different, or
what?
I wish she responded the way he would have responded.
How does he feel about getting back together?
No. I don't think he wants to get back together, but...
I don't think you should get back together with him. I think you should just get over it. The outlook of the relationship between you two isn't good. It just seems like it's going to be trouble.
Are you a psychic?
I don't really think that psychics exist.
So how does this work? Like, do you sense things? Do you feel things out?
I get mental images. They're usually weather-related.
Okay.
Like, so if you tell me of a situation, I will see, like, like a weather-related situation then in my head.
Is it, like, thunder and rain?
It's dark. It's cloudy.
Cloudy.
Like, you know, like storm clouds. But then, like, if you were to say, when you said that you see other people, like, I had a glimpse of, like, you know, the sun, so... Usually, in my history of being, touched, as my grandmother called it, she had claimed to be a psychic. I don't know if psychics in the sense that people think they do actually exist, but I think you'll find someone else, eventually.
Eventually.
I mean, it's not going to be long, and you have plenty of time, you know, like, don't worry. You should probably just be single for a while and, like, be happy being single.
I've tried being single.
The more comfortable you are alone, the better your relationships are going to be in the future.
I don't know why I can't let it go, though.
Well, because you're fixated on it, because it's damaged. That's very common.
Okay.
Ultimately, you're probably not even, like, pining for the relationship itself. You're pining to, like, fix it or that it's problematic. How was your upbringing? Was it dramatic?
My father was extremely strict, not loving or... That's just that I've never hugged my father.
Well, so do you think that you seek these traits out in people, like... Like, subconsciously, do you think you find people who are emotionally distant?
Maybe.
I would examine that if I were you.
He was never emotionally distant. It's just that it would always be perfect in the beginning. Like, first 8-9 months, it's just like nothing can possibly go wrong. And then I feel like sometimes I'm the one who causes the problem because I feel that, oh, it's too perfect. Something has to go wrong or...
You're a real self-sabotager, huh?
Yeah, it's like I sabotage everything, and if it was too late, if it's too late, and I've already sabotaged this.
I think, honestly, you should be alone for a while. And I think that you should just get comfortable in being single. And, you know, in a way you can do that. I mean, if you have signs of codependency, that's really unhealthy. A way you can do that is maybe to forge relationships with people that aren't exactly like boyfriend, girlfriend, but they're, you know, like more than friends, where you have, like, really good friends of the opposite sex, but, you know, like, I mean, you know, it's not, like, sexual.
Oh,
but
I have those. It's not like I'm codependent, because I do have, I call them booty call. I call you for sex.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about sex at all. I'm talking about just people that you find, like, emotional support from. Just having sex is like that's awful. I mean, like, maybe at your age you enjoy it, but ultimately it's really going to wear on your psyche. But honestly,
to a certain extent.
What did you say?
Should I enjoy it to a certain extent?
I would say I concentrate on being alone, because once you're really comfortable being alone and you're not afraid of being single, a lot of these problems are going to disappear in your relationships.
Okay.
And, I mean, this is... What did you say?
Should I like talking to you?
Oh, well, I like talking to you, too. What is your name?
I'm Irene.
What is it?
Irene.
Irene.
Yes.
I'm Derek. I'm Derek. It's nice to meet you. That is a rather old name. You're right. And I'm not even giving you, like, psychic advice. This is just, I think, standard advice from a person, maybe, who's been there.
Oh, so I know I'm not the only one who's gone through this, but...
Yeah, right. Well, and it's also, like, always remember it's not the end of the world. Like, and you might feel terrible, and that you need this person, and you feel awful, but those feelings always subside. They always do.
They do.
And, I mean, think of how many people there are in the world.
I know. There's a lot of people.
You should meet more people. There's so many people to meet. Try to meet all of them. Well, you know.
I feel like most of the guys I meet are just assholes.
Well, then maybe you gravitate towards a particular kind of person.
How do I gravitate towards a positive person?
Well, where do you hang out? Where do you meet people?
Okay, this answers my question.
You meet people at bars.
I like to go clubbing. I like to party.
You're certainly not going to find, like, lasting... Well, I mean, I'm not going to say you're not, but the chances are to find a meaningful, like, relationship. It doesn't, you know, people go there just for the good time.
You see things with images. I'm sorry to be random.
I always see things with images.
Now...
Like I have a picture of where you are in your house right now. I don't know if it's correct, but that's just how my brain works.
Oh, what does it look like?
It's like a living room, and there's... I mean, I'm not even saying it's right, and I wouldn't even tell you. I think this is right, but I always have images in my head. And you're on a couch.
No, I'm curious.
And you have brown hair, and it's kind of long.
Oh, that is so creepy.
Why?
That's creepy, because I'm on the couch, I have brown hair that's kind of long.
Is it tied?
I'm in the living room. It was tied, now it's down.
I see it tied. But...
What's the name?
What'd you say?
You know how you said you saw sunshine when I mentioned somebody else?
Oh, yeah, but it wasn't like a name in particular. It was just like that when you said you had seen other people.
There's another Christopher I know. And he is very, very positive. And just as friends, I would love to be his friend. If he wanted to be friends and just, I don't know, chill in the backyard all day and talk, I would love to do that. But he's taken, of course.
Oh, he's already seeing someone.
Yes, and he is madly in love with her.
Yeah, well then don't get involved with that. Because, I mean, think about this, too. Are you talking about just being friends with this person or dating this person?
I would be interested to date him.
Well, here's the thing. If you get involved with a person who's already in a relationship and say you break that relationship up, there's a tendency that person is prone to that kind of behavior and could do that to you. And you would be worried. And, you know, like once...
That's the thing. You would never do that to her. And that's what makes me attracted to him even more.
Oh, don't be attractive to that. Don't be attracted to that. That's totally unhealthy. You will find a single person who is, like, worthy and, like, honest. Do you know what the golden rule is, Irene?
No.
The golden rule is do unto others.
As you'd have them do unto yourself?
Correct.
Do you read the Bible?
No, I've never read the Bible. I mean, I spent some time in Catholic school when I was very young.
That must have sucked.
No, it was okay. I mean, it was just for a couple of years. My mother kind of had like a religious, you know, like a religious relapse. She was Catholic when she was a child, and she stopped being Catholic, and then she's very involved with drugs, so I think there was, you know, she had some kind of, like, rock bottom period where she decided she, you know, wanted to get right with God, and I was forced into that as well, so I had my first communion, and I was baptized within, like, you know, when I was, like, an adolescent, probably, like, 9 or 10, so I don't really remember much of it, and at times I'm actually kind of terrified that I'm going to find God, because it's nothing that right now I seem interested in, I feel like I'm interested in, but I think it's a possibility for a person like me to have, like, some kind of religious vision or, like, you know.
You would think that since in the Bible, prophecies and all that, and you'd kind of fit into that, but...
Oh, why?
Because, like, I don't know. You just would. You just seem like, I don't know, Moses or something.
No, that's ridiculous. It's not, I don't think being psychic is, like... It's a way, there's like a thing you can do with your brain where you like, you stop it and you open it up. And I've been able to do this, like, and then you can like sense things. And I think anyone can do it, they just don't know how. But I don't think it's anything spiritual or like otherworldly. I think it's just like another sense.
I get bad feelings about people. And once I get a really bad feeling about somebody and I decide to stay with that someone or... go with them somewhere, something bad always happens.
See, so that's probably like the same thing, and maybe you should kind of heed those warnings.
I do, but sometimes I feel like I don't listen to myself. I don't do what I know I should do or what I know is good for myself. I just have a very self-destructive tendency.
Well, keep in mind, I think you're rather young. You have plenty of time to figure a lot of these things out.
Yeah.
Are you like 22? How old are you?
I just turned 18.
Oh, you're that? You're still a teenager.
Yes.
You have so much time to like to figure this stuff out. Don't let all of these things be too detrimental to your life, really. I mean, in fact, like, at this point in your life, you should be making mistakes. Just, like, just don't ignore the life lessons that you take away from them. Use them.
Yeah. I feel like most people are allowed to make mistakes, but I feel like I shouldn't make a mistake.
Well, no, I think...
a lot harder on myself when I do make mistakes than how I would be to, like, my friend if she made the same mistake.
Well, I mean, maybe that's a good discipline to live by. I don't know. Are you going to college? Are you in college?
I'm graduating this summer, and then I'm going to college in September.
You're still in high school?
Yes.
Where do you live?
I live in East Providence.
Rhode Island?
Yes, the place that no one has ever heard of but you.
What do you mean no one's heard of Providence, Rhode Island?
Nobody. Every time I say Rhode Island, people are like, oh, you mean Long Island? No. Long Island in New York.
No, I've been there a number of times.
Wait, where are you?
I'm in Seattle. I talked to somebody from Warwick last night.
Really?
Do you know Warwick?
Yes, I do.
It's relatively close to you, I think. I have to get back to work now, Irene, but it was nice talking to you, and I hope things work out for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome to call me anytime you want.
Don't say that. I might actually do it.
Well, a lot of the times I don't answer, so...
All right. Well, have a good day. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.